Well, one crisis averted today. Fantastic. Okay, well, welcome everyone. We are here for one matter on this morning's pre-hearing conference docket. That is the appeal of Levesque, and I'm already have seen we've solved second problem. I see counsel for the department. Mr. D'Avion, would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Mr. Examiner, Jason D'Avion, Senior Civil Deputy Prosecutor for the Department.
And we have counsel, I believe, from the applicant, Ms. Clifton.
Good morning, Miss Clifton here on behalf of Mr. Levesque.
Thank you so much for being here. Okay, now, as I mentioned, we had a little bit of a family emergency in the clerk's office, it seems like. So I have not been updated on any recent files. Mr. D'Avion, were you able to file a pre-hearing memo? I think you're on mute.
He sent me one.
My apologies. I did was able to file one, yes.
I have not seen it. Was that filed yesterday?
It was filed yesterday at the end of the day.
Okay. All righty. Ms. Clifton hasn't had a lot of time to digest that, whatever it is. And Ms. Clifton, were you able to file a pre-hearing memo?
No, I haven't. We were discussing informal settlement, so I was waiting to see if that was going to happen, but we have a call scheduled for next week, so I do hope to discuss those points then. The pre-hearing memo from the county is pretty short, so there wasn't, all that much to digest.
And that's all I expect from you guys for the pre-hearing memo. I just want to see that what the general body of law is, what the general appeal is, just to make sure you guys are starting to get on the same page. That will let me understand what I need to resolve to get you guys in sync, at least for a final hearing, if there is going to be a final hearing. There's another concern I have. Well, I guess long story short is I don't feel like we're prepared today for a real pre-hearing conference. I haven't reviewed the state's, the county's memo. I don't have a memo from the applicant. And given just what's happening in the clerk's office, I want to make sure that I'm just glad you're both here. We have this hearing happening. Let's see if we can do that again. However, I do have one other discovery concern. I had very little material. In fact, I have no material from the department itself as to a record of this case. I ordered it, the department, by the best of its ability to file it by May 8th or submit an explanation as to why this is not feasible. I think we did get a declaration as to when it was filed, the appeal, but do we have an explanation from the department? Mr. D'Avion, about why they have not filed any record or submitted any statement as to why it has not been feasible to file a record.
I believe I did submit that. I just submitted a shared folder.
Okay. Good.
That would have gone
I
directly to Ms. Herman because the HE hearing examiner email does not accept that sharing.
that's a shame. I will then, that's great. That's great news. We have evidence. We just don't know where the evidence. And I want Ms. Clifton to be able to see that evidence also.
I
did
believe
you
I
get
shared it
her a
with her
copy?
as well.
Wonderful. Great.
That's
So
correct. I'm looking at my file. I've got it. And I think I misspoke
fantastic.
earlier. There's a pretty substantive brief from us. I hope it got to you. It's not a pre-hearing
You
memo,
mean
but
the appeal statement?
yes.
That's exhibit one in my record that I noted in my pre-hearing order. That was
Okay.
filed.
A while ago.
I noted that that was filed on. What am I doing? It's the wrong pre-hearing order. That's why I'm looking at it. Hold on one second. There it is.
Got April 3rd or somewhere around there.
Doesn't matter so much that you know when it is, that I want to make sure that my records are straight. So hold on one second, because I want to make sure that the hearing examiner is getting led where you want them to lead. And that's, I have April 3rd, at least it received in our box, whatever. And that was exhibit number one that's listed in the current record in my current pre-hearing order. So I've added a few things.
And Mr. Examiner,
Yes.
I do know that we're not supposed to email things to you, but I could email you my memo right now if you'd
It's
like.
okay. It's okay. We obviously, I don't think one, if the department, which I take your word for, has complied with my instructions and filed the log, I don't have it. So that's needs to be necessary before we finish this pre-hearing conference stage, I think, since I've ordered it, I'd like to know it. And I think I need the appellant to comply with my court order also and provide a memo. And then we can determine a final hearing date as to that. Do either of you have an objection to us setting another pre-hearing conference so we can discuss those issues?
I don't.
I don't, Mr. Examiner, and I don't know if this would be possible, but I do have a suggestion.
Of course.
Since me and counsel are supposed to meet next week and talk, it may be just easier if we submit kind of a joint pre-hearing memo, as to the applicable law, and then we would, I think, easily solve some of these questions you may have about being on the same page in that regard.
Wonderful. That's lovely. Well, I can put all kinds of burden onto you guys if you like instead. Have including providing, I can, as you can just order the two of you to confer and come up with a joint memo or not. Or dueling memos on one, the applicable bodies of law, the scope of the appeal question, and what you believe the exhibit log is beyond what I will have noted down in the order resulting from this hearing, which would be very useful probably for my clerk to get up to speed when she gets back from her family emergency, and your general calendar. Joint availabilities for a final hearing sometime in the next 3 months, as it were, or whatever the two of you decide is an appropriate time. Does that work for you, Ms. Clifton?
Yes, it does.
That work for you, Mr. D'Avion?
Yes, it does, Mr. Examiner. Thank you.
Delightful. What a day. Okay, is there anything else you need from me, Mr. D'Avion?
Don't believe so.
Ms. Clifton?
No, sir.
What this is this? This is just the best. This is the best Skagit County pre-hearing conference in many moons, I feel like. I want both of you to have a wonderful and productive day. I will issue a written order on this. The methodology by what it will get to you is another question. I'm scheduled to have a telephone clerk call with my court clerk at 3 p.m. So hopefully this order will get to you sooner rather than later. I think you understand the gist of it. It's nothing too radical. So I'm just going to tell you guys to file that memo by the 29th. So will that work for you?
Yes.
Okay. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you all soon.
Thank you very much.
Yep.